The time is 7 p.m. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Take it away, Cabaret.
Hey guys, this is the Cabaret Show on KGNU, where we feature live music every Tuesday evening. My name's Michelle, and tonight we're excited to have the Midnight Horrors. Let's hear a couple songs, and we'll come back to chat.
Hopefully they're good.
Fly in the night, I am the hunter. Fly in the light, in your darkest of dreams. And I am the voice of the trees in the wind. I am the death of a will-blotted sin. And baby, baby, I'm coming for you. Run all you like, there's no escaping. Charisma and an axe are my weapons of choice. By dawn you'll be no more, no more. Your body will be found on the forest floor. 'Cause baby, I am the boom boom killer, the thief of every heart. Charming eyes, and I carve their skulls, these romantic skies before I. And now this is the part of the song where we'd like to take a minute and recognize the victims of this terrible tragedy. In my darkest of dreams. Now yours are the eyes of a victim, alive evermore in my scrapbook of sin. 'Cause baby, I am the boom boom killer, the thief of every heart. Boom boom killer, they label all my eyes. 'Cause I melt their goals with my charming eyes, and I carve their skulls neath romantic skies before I paint their faces. Smile wide for the last fashion show of their lives. It's the last fashion show of their lives.
Mr. Gore? Now we got a cover coming your way, Mr. Gore, by The Blitz Kid. I'm turned up.
I'll burn that bridge right down to the ground, and I'll blast them all to hell. Explosives that I found, and I'll cover up my tracks to make a clean getaway. No one knows my whereabouts. Skipping out, leaving town today. There'll probably be some more that sure as shit there was. Psycho does, all you gotta do to get me through is just thinking about your eyes, how they look on that wooden chest in my room. attracting all those flies. I'll be your vessel of destruction if you can be my muse. Playing game of seduction, keep the girly girls confused. Mold red a single thing, got no remorse. It delivers me from memories each time I kill. Call me Mr. Gold. Mr. Gold. All right. Nothing left to do but smile and wave. Get up all my perfect hair for all my charms. I can't disown that telephone. Switch 2,000 volts and then I'm toast. Dead at best direction, so sick. I'll be your vessel of destruction if you can be my muse. Playing game of seduction, keep the girly girls confused. Won't regret a single thing, got no remorse. It delivers me from memories each time I kill. Call me Mr. Gold. Mr. Gold. Mr. Gold. Mr. Gold.
Now we're gonna go a little bit softer.
Softer, but not slower.
Not necessarily.
As pitch, I don't want to walk alone, but I know this stretch. Up 2 miles is a boulevard hidden in the brush. Head due east to the borderline, and you might hear us singing. Whoa, whoa. This road is black as pitch. I don't want to pull the line, and I must confess, I killed 6 men 6 months ago. Soon I'll kill 6 more. I carry their heads in a burlap sack next to my old guitar, singing whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm singing whoa. I'm singing, whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm singing, oh.
Tuned to the Cajun U show, and with us tonight are the Midnight Horrors.
Hello.
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 Steven, you need to say hello.
I did. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. Hello. Okay.
Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Evan. I'm vocals, or attempting to be vocals.
I'm Chris. I'm on the bass.
And my name is Steven, and I am on the drums.
Woo! Right. Yay. On. Okay. What brought you guys together?
A coincidence of fate and many interweaving paths. No, it was...
I found an ad on Craigslist, actually.
And it wasn't from me, which is weird.
Was it actually not? Oh, I never knew
that. No, well, it was.
I was like, uh-oh, I must have applied for the wrong... Well, hey, I'm in this band now. So.
Either way, someone put an anonymous ad out there, and then me and Steven started practicing in a dark and lonely garage. And then Chris kind of joined us one day.
One day. Heard a band jamming. I was like, I can play bass. You need one. So I'm going to jump in.
And we were like, we really don't need one, but...
I still came in no matter what. You need something.
Totally.
So that's how we got together. It was fate and interweaving paths of destiny.
So what type of music do you guys play or like to play?
Well, obviously we play punk.
We try to play punk.
I know Steven likes to play some jazz. Yeah. You like to play jazz, don't you? Don't play it right now.
This is an interview segment. Calm down.
I've played a lot of styles. I think one of the things that I like to do with my music incorporating with these guys is that I go with a different variety of styles. So like the one for the Wanderers. So that's kind of a basis off of a Latin. And just doing a whole bunch of stuff like that. And I got fun effects symbols that make a whole bunch of really cool kind of splashy, trashy noises. So that's kind of what I'm bringing to the table.
Believe it or not... Well, this is Chris again, can't see me, but believe it or not, I did vocals in a metal band for about 8 months, and then I couldn't talk.
I can't believe that.
Couldn't talk. Believe that. So I quit doing that. I've played drums as well in other bands, but bass is fun, I guess. Yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Evan knows the bass well, too.
I do. I'm intimately familiar with it.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay, so what...
From a musical perspective.
Oh man.
So what artists or band inspired you growing up?
Chris, do you want to take this one first?
I can take this one first. Well, it was Brooks and Dunn when I was really little. I was like 5 years old and we were watching like CMT. I think that was on when I was that young. I don't know. And I watched like music videos with my dad. I was like, you know what? I want to play music. And that was it. Otherwise, kind of grew up in country, but you know, the emo stage of the early 2000s really set me off too. And then just regular punk rock. I like some hardcore stuff, but I don't like to play it. It's too much.
Yeah, I guess for me it's same, mostly Brooks and Dunn. I grew up on like Yellow Card and Blink 182 and Simple Plan. And
you were old. You didn't grow up on it. You were old.
I grew up with it.
Oh, okay.
What about Steven?
I already kind of talked about my stuff. I mean, my band inspiration, I think, my biggest influence would be Trey Cool of Green Day. He's a great drummer, you know, that's all cool, but his inspiration to me is just being kind of goofy. I mean, I think he just did a video lately called On Zildjian Legacy where he's like, he talks about himself, but he's using like a Muppets puppet and he's doing all this crazy stuff. And so for me, more so than just being a drummer, being someone who's entertaining to be around and someone who's really personable and goofy. I mean, like I said, I've done a lot of weird things that these guys have kind of given me looks for, but I think it's all been in good fun.
Sweet. Okay.
Word.
Word.
So your band name is Midnight Horrors.
Horrors.
Horrors. And I was wondering, what does it mean and who came up with it?
It was a process of figuring out that we couldn't use any other band names pretty much in existence.
We started, I think we had like 10 names, and then we looked half of them up and we're like, well, there's this one and it's in France. This one's a Swedish band name, we can't use that. Well, okay. And then I think this one actually kind of came out not of the original 10.
Yeah, no,
it
wasn't.
It was kind of off. I think we kept Horrors from one of them, but we didn't know what to do with it, so...
Yeah, since we're, you know, that's sort of our genre.
And we talked a little bit about, too, our inspiration for music is kind of off of a B-movie, a horror movie. So, like, the music that's in the background, you know, that kind of teenagery, you know, joke music. I mean, that's kind of an inspiration for us as far as taking our music to places that it's never been taken before, because I guess no one's ever aspired to be a B-movie instrumentalist, whatever.
Until now.
What's your songwriting process?
Well, Evan brings us a song and says, hey, this is kind of sort of how it goes. And it mostly goes like that, not just kind of sort of. Steven kind of plays along real quietly in the back. I try to match as best as I can on the bass. And then we go over and over and over again until it's written.
And I think for us, too, I've played in a multitude of different bands. And for us, there's a song that we're trying to write right now called Trick or Treat, which we haven't kind of like come up with. And I don't know if it's because maybe we don't like it as much or like it's got a cool drop in it, but we're just not figuring out. When a song really clicks, we can play it. And like we have a new song. We may or may not play it tonight. But that song we wrote up in like 2 days and it just clicked. I mean, I came up with this. And from there, with these two guys, Evan already had his guitar part and coming into writing this and stuff, it gave us so much personality out of a song, and that really gave us inspiration to write it and finish it and give it a good name. So,
I don't even know the name of this.
Yeah,
one.
We don't have a name for it yet, but
I think it's called Josie.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about that. Don't be in a band, kids, and you lose your memory.
You have selective memory. That's
selective
what it is.
Memory, yeah. Selective memory. I never remember anything you tell me.
Awesome. So thanks for being with us today. And what are your contacts so that our listeners can reach you or find you on social media?
Contacts on social media. If you go to, I don't remember the URL, but you go to your Facebook app or facebook.com.
/ the Midnight Horrors Rock.
You got to put Facebook in there first.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's like, yeah, I think we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I think Midnight Horrors Rock is generally
That's it.
We're also live streaming right now, so if you want to see us in person.
Or, you know, see Steven's back.
I think that's, yeah, that's fair. I don't think you can see the rest of them. Either way, it's kind of cool. I don't know.
I like to watch that anyway, so. That's what I watch in my spare time.
Gross.
Okay. Well.
Well, I think that answers your question.
That
I hope so.
Awesome.
All right. Well, with that, I guess I'll take it away with Turn Up the Radio.
All right. Hold on. I'm not ready yet.
Okay. Never mind. Good?
Yep. We're good. Go ahead.
Gunshot.
That's Steven's song. We call it Steven's song, Behind His Back, which is currently visible to all of you.
All of you on Facebook.
On Facebook. Facebook. Live stream.
Live stream.
Live stream. Live stream. Live stream. Oh, we got Grave Robber now.
We're going to rob some
I think I start this one.
Yeah, I think you do.
Chris, I wasn't asking for your opinion. I will find you, and in the darkness you will stay. I am the hunger of immortal night, the quiet creeping in your grave. Under moonlight I wander, and under moonlight I wait. A pound of silver for a pound of flesh, the going price reanimate. I'm a grave robbing rotten bastard and unhappy as hell. I'll steal your arms and pluck your eyes, and when I'm done, leave nothing behind. Au revoir, adieu, this song's for you. Church bells, they are pealing, calling for the recent dead. But does some sound more appealing? Thanks to the man for riding heads, for riding heads, yeah, for riding heads. That's when I'm myself. I'm a grave robbing rotten person, and I'm happy as hell. I seal your arms and pluck your eyes, and when I'm done, leave nothing behind. Au revoir, adieu, this song's for you. Now we got a...
Do we want to save that one? Well, I don't know. It's up to you.
I think we should save it.
We'll save it.
All right. What do you guys want to do?
We were going to play our single for you, but we won't.
You'll hear it at the end, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
We'll it's not it that you don't deserve it. It's just...
what?
What are we going to do?
All right.
Let's do... Want to do The Trunk?
Yeah, let's do that one. That's right. Fun.
Another
yeah,
cover song.
I like this one. That's I don't do song. Much.
This doesn't do much. I get to do everything. Breathing
take
exercises.
A big, nice breath.
Okay.
I guess the time's come for me to leave you, darling. The road is up ahead while you're getting this trunk behind. I ponder taking you with me, sadly for Sweden. But baggage held in life is baggage held in death. Oh. Oh, I never wanted for a pain aside from laughter. I never wanted but to melt your snow. But something took your gaze from me and left me bleeding. I send a postcard to your memory. This knife of desperation wandered on your wrist, it smiled. Thousand steps and each one taken, thinking of you all the while. I know my heart will know, no matter if I flee for Sweden, that you're here left behind. My parents cry, your body's missing. I sense the coming of long nights. The weather's changing, it's getting darker in my happy home. I gotta get away right now, for soon they'll find my display of heartache wooded, locked and keyed. My knife of desperation wandered on your wrist, it smiled. Thousand steps and each one taken, thinking of you all the while. I know my heart will know, no matter if I flee for Sweden, that you're here left behind. Your pants cry, your body's missing. I'm hoping the opening of the drunk is something they don't think of, for I am too locked away, away.
Interview portion.
We're all back. I don't know.
I don't know. Are you?
Go ahead.
I might be.
You know who isn't all back? The Beatles.
The Beatles. Poor guys.
That's so mean.
It's definitely not too soon, though.
That's okay. That's what we got going for us.
Okay. How do you guys think you've grown as a band?
I mean,
I don't think Evan's grown at all.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. No, I mean, I think that the first couple months that we were together, we were still sort of putting things together the way we wanted them to go. And then it was really like, once we got Chris and we really started nailing some stuff down, we got some good ideas of like the, we really just kind of came together and we were like, okay, this is the kind of sound we're going to do. Mostly because I was like, hey, these are the songs that I'm writing.
Yeah, you just didn't want any changes, but I changed it all up. You know it.
Yeah.
All up. Go ahead, Steven.
Well,
go ahead.
I think it's been cool because with Chris, he's also been a drummer too. So like, I talking to Chris about drummer jargon and just kind of getting away with some of that stuff of how should I change up drums and stuff. I think that's been really helpful as far as growing us and getting more comfortable as a band, because like when Chris stepped in and when Evan stepped in, I just graduated from high school, from Skyline High School, and so that means that I'm definitely the youngest of the group, and it was kind of cool because that dynamic of like, oh, you're younger but you can still do this, so let's see what you can actually do. And you know, they really embraced me as a drummer, and really I embraced them back in kind of this relationship that we had.
Big,
it was a three-way embrace.
Okay, where do you see the future of your band?
In Minnesota.
I'm not moving.
No.
Not over there, no. Maybe like Nebraska, but...
You'd moved to Nebraska before Minnesota?
Yeah.
Why Minnesota?
Really? Why not Minnesota? It's the land of a thousand lakes.
Okay.
In a more serious thing, unfortunately, like Steven said, he just graduated high school. So this fall, he goes off to college, which is good for him and great for him.
Yeah.
So the future right now is just focusing on getting that new member back. And then I think we're looking to just do a bunch of shows, maybe more radio shows as well. Just kind of get out, do some more recordings, and just kind of get real locked in on that sound that we've been talking about together. Mm-hmm. So.
We expect it to really take off now that Steven's gone.
You're so mean. All the time. All the sash. 100%.
In all seriousness, too, I wish you guys the best. Like, I'm sorry. It's bad timing. You know, whatever. I form a band that I really like, and I really like to be a part of it. But my word to anyone who is looking out to be in a band and look to try something, Keep your mind open, keep your heart open, and try different things. If you think it's not going to work, directly try that, because that may just be the one thing that you need to try. Like,
and don't forget to wear pants.
pants are nice.
That's
don't break any laws either. If you feel like you shouldn't break the law, don't break the law. But anything else, you feel like you shouldn't do it, go
after
it.
I feel like
it.
A lot of the drummers that I've met tend to not wear pants most of the time, so that's why.
Because it's hot. It's because it's hot.
Chris isn't wearing any. I mean, he's wearing
shorts. I'm wearing shorts. I'm going to still have pants on.
He doesn't have any pants. That's fine.
I mean, if it were my choice, I wouldn't. But, you know, there are people around.
That's why we don't practice at your place.
Fair enough. Be a weird practice.
All right.
Okay, so how long have you guys been playing both independently and as a band?
You can go first, Chris.
Evan, I went first like
okay,
all the
fine.
Questions before.
I'll go. I'll go first.
Confidence is key, children.
I never have to go first.
Because you're the drummer.
Let's see. I actually...
Man, that was
I started playing... bass a little bit before I joined the first band, which was actually Sorry I Came, which was with Chris. Chris was in on drums, I was on bass, this guy named Josh, who we don't speak of anymore. He was on guitar.
Never ever.
And then it was sort of the three of us that were the core of that group, and we were sort of the songwriting core, and we went through three lead singers in that time, and
One lasted, I think, of our 4 years. He lasted the most. He lasted like 2 years. But
yeah, his name was Buddha.
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 Don't rub his belly.
We also don't speak his name anymore, so, you know.
You just
it's a little bit too late for that.
Yeah.
Well, Steven, I didn't hear you.
Steven's always late, so he can't say anything.
Hey, I've actually been on time the past few times. I've been doing a good job.
All right, Steven, so how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since... sixth grade. Seventh, eighth, ninth.
You're 12?
12. You are 12 or you were 12?
6 years? 7 years?
Both.
I think I got to be in math, and I think that's why. So.
Yeah, I guess because how long was Sorry I Came around? It was like three and a half, 4 years.
Five.
Yeah, so I guess me and Chris were playing together for about four and a half, maybe even 5 years.
And then this started in October, this current setup with the Midnight Horrors. I like it a lot better. It's a lot more fun. We have fun on stage, too. So, but for me, I started playing when I was like 10 or 11, just watching my dad play the drums. And then when I was 15, the church I went to, they're like, we need a bass player. And I was like, bass is a rhythm instrument, right? I can do that, too. Way different. Do not think drums and bass are even remotely close just because they're both rhythm. But other than that, I've been playing for, well, let's see, 16 years total from start to current.
Nice. How many guys? I got a question. How many bands have you guys played in?
Sorry I Came, and then I've done my Telling Tasha sort of solo stuff when Sorry I Came fell apart.
Yeah, I did. See, the metal band was the Phoenix Reborn, and then we changed it to the Double Dark Theory. So that's one, but two names. I was in a in high school.
Names.
I was in an emo punk band called the Ferris Wheel Chronicles, and if you could say that right, that'd be it. And then, then Sorry I Came, and then this.
That's cool.
Okay. How many bands have you been in, Steven?
Jeez. I mean, I played jazz band for school. I played in a couple of punk bands before that, but they were, you know, with some kids at a middle school, so that
God
obviously
band.
Oh, it was not good. It was like literally some people would meet up and then they'd like drink a bunch of soda and they'd sit there.
I feel like in middle school every good story starts with we got together and drank a lot of soda.
I'm really glad he didn't say beer or alcohol in that one, because I'd have slapped him. No,
I'm a good kid. All right. Well, and then the latest one that I played with, I think they're still going around, is Upstanding Citizen. I'll give them tell about them. We played in kind of a spacey rock band. And then I came back over here after they actually ended up, the two members that formed it and invited me to do it. They went off to college, so same thing that I'm doing, ironically.
College ruins music, I think.
I'm sorry.
I mean, obviously, like college rock, that is not good.
No.
Is that a real genre?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look it up. You will be disappointed. You won't be disappointed I told you to look it up, though.
Not to dig on any college rockers out there, but...
But you know.
Oh, jeez.
Okay,
Can you be not be in college and make college rock? Or is that like against the law?
I don't know. Buddha was in college when he played with us.
That's true, but we weren't really college rock.
No. So, I mean, I guess you have to be in college to play it, but you don't have to play it to be in college. I don't know.
Doesn't make a lick of sense.
Never ever with us. You had a question.
Yes, I did. So what are some of the biggest obstacles you guys have gone through as a band?
Well, we're facing our biggest one, I think, right now with just the member change.
Yeah. Personality crisis.
Personality crisis. If you've ever been in a group and you make a change when things are starting to settle down, it just kind of throws the coin in the well.
Dynamic.
And mixes it up real bad. So other than that, just practicing, getting together for practice.
Scheduling. I think the month of May was one of our biggest ones where we were like, I don't think we met for like most of the month of May. We had a couple of shows where we met like the time before. We're like, all right, we're going to play a show. It's going to be great. And it genuinely was pretty great. I mean, we always, again, have tons of fun and we always like to play. So
we generally try to play so loud that you can't tell if we mess up. So hopefully we've been kind of successful at that.
I think so. I think we have.
I'm on the drums, so I can't say anything.
Nobody says we mess up, but also no one knows our music quite yet.
That's true. That's fair. Yeah.
The glory of being a new band, you can mess up for a while until people start to remember it. And then after that, it's like, okay, now we can't mess up ever again.
Awesome. Cool. So you guys play a lot of gigs, and what are some of the best and worst things about playing those at clubs and bars?
Well, we played at one place so far, and the worst part about it is the stage, which is the floor. Has like
the stage.
It has like these two pieces of wood on it that go up and down as you're moving along. So anytime you're dancing, the mics move. I know Steven has had his drum like completely almost fall over because of it.
Oh yeah, that whole scenario. I do have a pretty heavy foot as far as the kick goes, and my bass drum ended out 5 feet in front of me, and so I was leaning over, like I was leaning over the snare completely to get my foot to reach the kick pedal. It still sounded all the same and everything was fine, but
it looked the same to me.
Evan, you don't know a lick about how drummers have that back there. Oh, it looked the same. It was all right. Oh, whatever.
No, the worst thing that ever happened to me at a gig was I spilled a hard cider on my bass amp, and then it like killed it for the rest of the gig. And
I think for the rest of time, because I tried to play on it, and the cab was okay until what, like a month ago.
Yeah, fried in the show.
And it fried at the last song, which was okay. We had one more song to play. Worst part about me, though, was a gig that I played in a previous band, and the stage barely fit my drum kit and the amps. So it was just so loud because all the amps were just right behind me. I'm trying to play. The rest of the band is on the floor. So I had a drum riser, but I felt like I was going to fall off. I couldn't scoot back. I had like a quarter of an inch between like the foot of my drum throne and the back. And I did scoot back once and almost tipped over. I was like, that's not okay. I'm not trying to die today.
That's fun. I played a couple of jazz gigs where they forgot that the drum set needed cymbals. So that one's been fun.
You don't need cymbals?
Sometimes there's some festivals that you'll go to for, they're like, just use your hands. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Just like clap.
Well, no, like play like.
They forgot cymbals or sticks?
Cymbals.
Then why would you play with your hands if you have sticks? Okay.
This story, I'd like to go down this rabbit hole a little bit. Because this is getting very interesting to me.
That's all I remember.
So, Steven.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we got our next couple of songs coming up, so take it away, Evan. Woo!
What are we playing?
Steven,
you got the list there.
New song?
Okay, we can do a new one.
Okay.
We put this together, Sunday
Josie.
At practice?
So yeah.
2 days ago?
We'll try it.
We'll try it.
Okay.
The dead can rise to petrify the living. They can rise. They're not too dead to be in the closet, in the halls, in the basement. Josie, whoa, Josie, whoa, Josie. Josie, the dead can hear
and they feel. They're tearing our bones. They're in the closet, in the halls, and in the basement. Screw it all, Josie. Josie. Dreams at night, I see you when I close my eyes, Josie.
That was even in tune. That was impressive.
Yeah, I know.
The water, the joke one.
Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. I think this one. So this one's actually a play on The Wanderer, which was the one that we just played earlier. It is basically a ska reinterpretation of it. Chris just started playing it one day, and I regret that day.
No, you don't. You love it, and you love it a lot. Everybody ready? You ready? Steven, don't cry.
Steven, we need eye contact.
Well, I don't know where I'm going to. This road is black as pitch. I don't want to walk alone, but I know this stretch. Up 2 miles is a boulevard, hidden in the brush. Head due east to the borderline, and you might hear us singing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, I don't know where I'm going to. This road is black as pitch. I cross that borderline, and I must confess, I killed 6 men 6 months ago. Soon I'll kill 6 more. I carry their heads on a burlap sack next to my old guitar. Sing it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I love that. Everybody seems to dance more, and the girls here interviewing us we're smiling and dancing back here, so I think I like that. Let's just make that in a different tuning. We'll make a ska song with it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now do we want to do... Actually, let me tune real quick. I never tune.
That's probably a good idea. I think my A string is a little off.
I think so, too. Steven, what do you do for fun when you're not in the band? Nachos is always the correct answer.
Thanks for that, Evan.
You are welcome.
I don't know what I do in my spare time. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of video editing for... So we are... we will play one of our singles. It's going to be called Teenage Creature. We'll be playing it here in just a bit. And I just finished editing the music video for it. So we went out actually to... Twin Peaks Holiday Twin Drive-In Theater, and they let us use the facility. We shot at their facility.
Not bad.
We shot at their facility, and it was a pretty crazy cool experience. I mean, we were sitting there playing, and there's this giant like screen in the back, and we have some old timey horror movies put up on it. It's gonna be really cool. So check that out on Facebook. Coming soon.
Hashtag coming soon.
So are we gonna go into that one? I think.
Yeah, let's do that. Vocal tuning is very important. Ready? Yeah. Hey! 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 Neon signs, they're calling me.
Between the devil and the deep blue sea. Swim away, but the melody remains. Empty pockets and plastic thrills. Golden coins for dollar bills. Soda fountains decorate my dreams. Oh, the nightmares are the teeny creature. No one left to go. No one left to hide, so I say, oh, the nightmares are the teeny creature. Lost and all alone. Wishing for a place to call my own. They're calling me like a phantom in a mortuary. I close my eyes, but the rhythm it remains. Empty trucks and dungeons, clothes, boards, dollar bills. Till the fountains decorate my dreams. Oh, never, no teeny creature, no one left to go. No one left to hide, so I say, oh, the nightmares are a teenage creature lost and all alone, wishing for a place to call my own.
That one again is called Teenage Creature, and it is our single. We should have the music video up and the release of it soon, so keep checking our Facebook
very soon.
Please check our Facebook, check it out, like it, check us with us. We got a whole bunch of stuff up there. We're doing some garage sessions just literally out of our garage, doing a whole bunch of stuff. Or if you'd be interested in getting in contact with us for whatever reason, we're super responsive people. Contact by phone, email, it's all up on Facebook. So just let us know what you're thinking, or if you enjoy our shows.
Okay, coming up at 8 will be the Corianta. Midnight Horrors, thanks for being here. Will you play us out?
Play us out. Okay. Which one do we have for that one? Are we out?
The ghost one?
Huh?
The ghost one?
We can try it. All right. We got a tune for this one, too. This one is another cover. You may have heard it on the radio. I know I have lately. It's Square Hammer by Ghost. We haven't practiced in a long time with this one. I don't know why. So if it sounds rough, my apologies.
Let's apologize to our audience. Yay. So, Chris, what do you do in your free time for fun?
Well, for fun, I don't know if it's fun. Actually, it's a blast. I do have a 5-year-old. We do a whole lot. I don't know if he's watching. He might be on our live feed. I know that he's with his grandma right now, kind of checking out. So, but other than that, just hang out at home. Netflix is becoming a really bad thing. Binge watching is awful, but I've been doing a lot of that lately. So I think that's about it.
Evan, would you like to tell us what you do for fun?
What I do for fun? I make and consume nachos on a industrious scale.
Industrious scale?
Industrious.
I think he's talking about like commercial. Like a commercial scale.
On a commercial,
huge,
industrial.
Lots. Dude, very much.
I didn't even know you liked nachos before the show, but now all I can hear about is nachos. I'm going to change the front head on my bass drum because I needed a logo for it. It's going to be nachos now.
Just one. Just one nacho with lots of cheese. Because everybody likes cheese.
We are the Midnight Horrors, and we like nachos. This is great. I would like to point out that our live feed just says, You guys are awkward together, and it's hilarious, so thanks again for tuning into our awkwardness.
Love you too, whoever you are.
Okay, we'll give this a shot.
All right.
Okay. Try to remember the lyrics. Ready?
Yeah. Living in the night, me devil's on his under. You call on me to solve a crooked rhyme. As I'm closing in, imposing on your slumber, you call on me as bells begin to chime. Are you on the square? Are you on the level? Are you ready to swear right here, right now, before the devil, that you're on the square, that you're on the level, that you're ready to swear right here, right now, right here, right now?
Good job, Evan.
You call on me to this clandestine. Are you on the square? Are you on the level? Are you on the square right here, right now? Before the devil, that you're on the square, that you're on.
Snaps.
Well, thank you again, everyone, for joining the Midnight Horrors. We hope to see you soon at one of our live shows.
And that was Cabaret. We're going to hear a little bit of taped music until it is time for Corriente.
Thank you.
will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking will it find you. Cause true love is searching too. How can it recognize you unless you step out into the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in me. Just who was your friend. So don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in me.
Madrugadas, folhas serenarão. Era uma estrada, muitas curvas tortas, quantas passagens e portas ali se ocultarão. Era uma linha sem começo e fim, e as flores desse jardim meus avós plantarão. Era uma voz, um vento, um sussurro, relâmpago, trovão e murro, nos que se lembrarão. Uma palavra quase sem sentido, um tapa no pé do ouvido, todos escutarão. Um grito mudo perguntando aonde nossa lembrança se esconde, meus avós gritarão.
And it is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and KGNU.org online. This is Corriente with you, thanks to that wonderful live band from, I think, St. Vrain School District. And we're going to have has some different music. I'm going to start out because this is the month of Inti Raymi, the summer solstice or the winter solstice in Latin America, with a song to celebrate the, for us, it's the longest day, and for those in the south, it's the return of the sun. This is Oscar Santillan, and someone whose name I can't pronounce very well because it's some kind of European name, doing Inti Raymi.